Avid hunter and executive chef who cooks everything he harvests, Randy King, goes bear hunting. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
My most recent hunting adventure was a bear hunt this past opening day, April 15th. So went up outside of Riggins and hiked up to the snow line, which if you've ever seen the mountains around there is no easy task. We gained 2,100 vertical feet over a mile and a half. So it was steep, to put it lightly. Got up in there and I saw 4 bears in 2.5 days. And we actually managed to get a really nice boar out of the deal. It was a lot of fun. The adventure started with finding a sow and a cub, which you always get excited when you're bear hunting to find a bear in the first place, right? But then to see it with a cub, it always kind of, you lose that momentum because you're not allowed to go after those. Rightfully so, right? It was a mature cub and it was probably going to get kicked out of the nest here shortly. But at the same time, just seeing those two run around together, it was like a Disney scene. The cub was chasing mom and they were playing and stuff. It was wonderful. After that, we spotted another bear, which we ended up calling Houdini, because of its propensity to disappear into the brush. We would have him and we would glass him for hours at a time, watch him just go feed, and then he just disappeared. And we ended up finding another very large cinnamon-colored, chocolate-colored bear.
Talk about that tomorrow. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.